This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that over the past several years, the relationship between India and France has reached new heights. He said together with President Macron, both countries are building a special global strategic partnership. Speaking during inauguration of Swami Narayan Hindu Mandir in Paris through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said, from technology, AI and defense to space and climate action, both nations are moving forward together with new momentum and renewed energy. He said both sides are also celebrating this year as the India-France Year of Innovation. The Prime Minister said the India-France strategic partnership is special because it rests upon the strong foundation of the long-standing cultural and political connections.
बीते वर्षों में भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंचे हैं मेरे मित्र प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर दोनों देश एक स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप बना रहे टेक्नोलॉजी एआई और डिफेंस से लेकर स्पेस और क्लाइमेट एक्शन तक हम एक नई गति और नई ऊर्जा के साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़ रहे हैं हम 2026 को इंडिया फ्रांस ईयर ऑफ इनोवेशन के रूप में भी सेलिब्रेट कर रहे हैं
दिल्ली चीफ मिनिस्टर रेखा गुप्ता हैज ऑर्डर्ड अ मैजिस्ट्रियल इंक्वायरी इनटू द बिल्डिंग कोलैप्स इंसिडेंट इन सत्यनिकेतन एरिया ऑफ न्यू दिल्ली एंड डायरेक्टेड रजिस्ट्रेशन ऑफ एन एफआईआर अगेंस्ट द बिल्डिंग ओनर The Chief Minister's office said the decision was taken following an on-site review and a preliminary assessment of the incident. The CMO said those found responsible for the grave incident will be held fully accountable and dealt with under the strictest provisions of law. Death toll in the incident has risen to 6 following the recovery of one more body late last night. Search and rescue operations continued at the site as teams worked to clear the debris and look for any trapped person. Teams from the NDRF, Fire Service, Delhi Police and other agencies are working at the site to clear the debris. Amid the ongoing rescue and relief operations at Satyaniketan area of New Delhi following the building collapse incident, traffic movement will be affected on routes from Safdarjung Hospital towards Dhola Kuan today. The Delhi Traffic Police said that the traffic movement will also be affected on routes from RTR and Benito Juarez Marg. The Delhi Traffic Police has urged the citizens to avoid these stretches if possible and use alternate routes and follow directions of traffic personnel. It has also asked the people to not stop, park or crowd near the incident site and keep the way clear for ambulances and rescue vehicles. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 28th meeting of Western Zonal Council at Panaji in Goa today. The meeting is being organized by the Interstate Council Secretariat of the Ministry of Home Affairs and hosted by the Goa government. The Western Zonal Council comprises Goa, Gujarat and Maharashtra along with the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Luxembourg, Xavier Bettel, has arrived in New Delhi for his official visit. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Mr. Bettel is scheduled to have a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in the national capital today. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit provides an opportunity to further strengthen the multifaceted relations between India and Luxembourg. Iran's top security official has announced that a new restricted zone will be declared outside the Strait of Hormuz in the coming days and that any vessel entering the area without coordination with them will be placed on an Iranian sanctions list. Major General Mohsen Rezai, Secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, said that the zone will begin from the U.S. Navy's blockade line and extend into parts of the Persian Gulf. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty clinched the men's doubles at the China Masters in Shenzhen. The Indian duo defeated China's He Ji-ting and Ren Jiang-yu 11-21, 21-13, 21-17 in the summit clash yesterday to secure India's first ever title at the China Masters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.